A group of Caribou residents who want to secede from the Aroostook County City will present a report on the effort at a public hearing tonight. The Caribou Secession Committee says residents in the rural areas surrounding the city are poorer than people living in town, but they're paying a disproportionate share of property taxes and other costs and fees. Jay Field has more.
Secession supporters point to a number of longstanding inequities that are driving their effort. In 1967, for example, Caribou became a city and in the process moved away from the town meeting style of governance where residents get to vote on budgets and other key issues. 44 years later, in 2011, Caribou underwent a citywide revaluation.
It's about affordability and survivability. Rural Caribou was hit very hard with the revaluation.
Paul Camping is with the Caribou Secession Committee.
We had three consecutive years of tax increases. So our tax levy as a community keeps going up and up and up, and it's becoming harder and harder to afford to stay in Caribou.
Especially for those who live in the rural territory surrounding downtown Caribou. The more than 2,500 residents who reside in these areas pay roughly 40% of the property taxes for the city of just under 8,000. Under secession, the rural areas would reincorporate as the town of Linden. Over the past year, supporters collected enough signatures from residents in these areas to force tonight's public hearing.
I think there should be a pretty good turnout. There's a lot of people on both sides of it that are very interested in the meeting tonight.
To move forward, Austin Bleese says the secession committee will have to take their proposal to the legislature for approval. Bleese is Caribou's city manager.
After that, there'd have to be an advisory referendum, and then after that, the city council would get involved.
Under state law, if enough Caribou residents were to vote for the measure, the city council would then have the final decision on secession. The earliest a potential secession initiative could make it onto the ballot would be June of 2016. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.